Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, July 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. Green Bay Packers donned pads for the first time at training camp on Sunday, and head coach Mike McCarthy watched a feisty 2.5-hour workout.
I thought the effort and the energy was excellent, and frankly, just the message I had for the team after practice. I thought the adrenaline was very high, and I thought the discipline level was very low, and I think you get into that usually when you put the pads on for the first time. So it was great to get the competitive environment established. I thought they definitely practiced with an edge, but we got some too much extracurricular activities going on. It falls under the category of player safety.
Guard Josh Sitton says, yeah, maybe it's the rookies just trying to learn how to practice the right way.
Yeah, that's why they're out there doing stupid stuff. But I mean, that's just how it is. You know, some guys, they don't know how to practice yet. Obviously, you're out there to be going 100%, and that's what we do. You know, that's our profession. But there's a certain way you go about it. You know, you have to protect your teammates. It seems like we're divided in camp, you know, offense and defense, but at the end of the day, we're a team, and that's just something, you know, young guys, it takes a little while to learn.
Well, one of those rookies, number one pick, Dayton Jones, he didn't get involved in any of the fights, but he looked pretty good in pads and enjoyed banging around.
Man, I felt wonderful. You know, I was so happy, you know, once I got a chance to put the pads on, you know, it felt natural. You know, I caught on pretty fast. I was adjusting, and I was just out there having fun, flying around.
Packers are off on Monday, return to training camp on Tuesday morning. Also around the NFL, Denver Broncos starting center Dan Coppin is going to miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL, had to be carted off the practice field on Sunday. Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, Baltimore Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta have also suffered season-ending injuries on the first weekend of NFL training camps. Milwaukee Brewers wrapped up a series in Colorado with a 6-5 loss to the Rockies at Coors Field. Back and forth game, Yuni Betancourt with a 2-run home run gave the Brewers a 5-4 lead, but John Axford coughed it up, giving up 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th. Troy Tulowitzki leads off with a double. Michael Kadire brings him home with a 2-bagger. Nolan Arenado then brings in Kadire with the go-ahead run. Axford giving up 3 hits, 2 runs in just a third.
That 3-2 pitch to Tulo, trying to throw a slider for a strike. Hopefully I was going to freeze him or get him off balance. I got him off balance, and he just put it in a perfect spot down the line. He's a great hitter. And next one, I don't even think Cuddy thought that he hit it fair, because I think when he hit it, he stayed in the box at first, and then it just shot right down the line.
Kadire, who also hit a solo home run for the Rockies, says they got clutch hits all day.
We were able to come up with big situations and come through in those situations. 4 solo home runs. And then at the end, we were able to get big hits with guys in scoring positions. That was nice.
Then the Brewers had a good start from Donovan Hand. He went 6 innings, giving up just 3 runs, but no decision. Milwaukee now 41-63, and manager Ron Renicki admits it's not easy playing out the string.
They want to try to win games, as many games as we can here going on. And also, we want them to have a good year. I mean, they're still after this season. With 2 months to go, a lot of things can happen.
It's on to Chicago for the Brewers. The Cubs winning in San Francisco on Sunday, 2-1. Travis Wood went 7 innings, helped himself with a home run. Dale Swaim and the Cubs, for the first time in 20 years, sweep the Giants in San Francisco.
You know, somehow we pitched good enough. Didn't score a ton of runs. Obviously, didn't hit, do a lot offensively. But, you know, that just goes to show you what we talk about, starting pitching and then, you know, the bullpen, when you close games out with your bullpen, that's what it takes to win, is pitching and bullpens.
Kyle Loesch and Jeff Samardzija will pitch in the series opener at Wrigley Field on Monday night. Battle of division leaders in Atlanta, and the Braves complete a 3-game sweep of the Cardinals, winning 5-2. Justin Upton on a big weekend battle with division leaders.
Yeah, we played well. We were able to beat a good ball club, and it's always nice to get a series win.
Miami Marlins keep the Pittsburgh Pirates a game and a half back with a 3-2 victory as rookie Jose Fernandez strikes out 13 in 8 innings. Washington Nationals dominated the New York Mets 14-1. Wilson Ramos helping cap a good weekend with a grand slam home run.
Well, that's a great game for the team. We was waiting for that. Yeah, all the bad wake up. So today, that's example of what we can do. You know, and I'm happy for my team for this day, especially, you know, for me, my first Grand Slam in my career. So I'm happy for that.
Dodgers a winner over the Cincinnati Reds by a score of 1-0. It took 11 innings. Yasiel Puig, who had struck out three times, ends it with a walk-off home run. Padres shaded the Diamondbacks 1-0. In the American League was the Yankees 6, the Tampa Bay Rays 5. Derek Jeter, coming off the disabled list, hits a home run in his first at-bat. And it was newly acquired Alfonso Soriano, the former Cub, bringing home the game-winning run with an RBI single in the ninth. Good way to say hello to his old team.
It's a very exciting moment, you know, my third game back to the Yankees, so, and have it again winning here, so very special moment.
Indians a winner of the Texas Rangers 6-0, their second straight shutout. Toronto beats Houston 2-1. Colby Rasmus, the walk-off single. Boston over Baltimore 5-0. John Lester, 7 scoreless innings. Big Poppy David Ortiz 4-for-4 with a 2-run home run. Kansas City gets by the White Sox 4-2 in 12 innings. Alex Gordon with a 2-run home run in the top of the 12th. The A's were down 5-0, but rallied past the Angels 10-6. The LA squad getting bad news on slugger Albert Pujols, headed to the 15-day disabled list with a partial tear of the plantar fascia in his left foot, could be season-ending for Pujols. It was Seattle over Minnesota 6-4. Nick Franklin with a couple of home runs. Interleague play, Johnny Peralta with a grand slam as Detroit beats Philadelphia 12-4. Minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers rallied past Burlington 6-5, scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Garrett Cooper with a 2-out, 2-run triple wins it. Green Bay Bullfrogs and Wilmer tied at 8 as the game was suspended after 9 innings. Frogs had an 8-1 lead after 6. They'll try and finish that one Tuesday at Joanne Stadium. Sheboygan A's will meet West Allis at Wildwood Park at 7:30 Monday night in the Langsdorf League playoff opener, the winner to get Kenosha in the best 2 out of 3 championship series. The U.S. men's national soccer team wins the CONCACAF Gold Cup title at Chicago Soldier Field, beating Panama 1-0. Just 42 seconds after stepping onto the pitch, Breck Shea scoring the game winner in the 69th minute, the only goal of the game. Fifth time the Americans have won the Gold Cup, but their first since 2007. In racing, Sprint Cup heading to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and Indiana's own Ryan Newman takes the checkered flag at the Brickyard 400.
I think it's something that I realized yesterday how special it was, and I think I took an emotional hit yesterday. Just an awesome day. Matt and all these guys did such a great job, and an awesome race car, probably the best race car I've ever driven in my entire life.
17th career victory for Newman, his first in 50 races. Jimmy Johnson finishes second, Casey Kane in third. In golf, they wrapped up the Senior British Open early Monday morning. Bernhard Langer and Mark Wiebe played 2 playoff holes at Royal Birkdale before darkness set in on Sunday. And on the 5th playoff hole, Wiebe makes par, Langer makes bogey, and Wiebe wins the Senior Major Championship. The RBC Canadian Open goes to Brant Snedeker, a 3-shot victory over 4 other players. Second-round leader Hunter Mahan, the story, though, heading into the weekend with the lead, he withdraws to be with his wife, Candy, who delivers a daughter, Zoe, on Sunday. The Mahan family doing well. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.